This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. The Israel Defense Forces said they carried out a targeted raid overnight in northern Gaza. They employed tanks and infantry units in preparation for the next stages of combat. On Wednesday, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, confirmed that his country was preparing for a ground invasion, but declined to give details. Meanwhile, Joe Biden said that there must be a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinian people once the Israel-Hamas conflict ends. He also said he had no confidence in the Palestinian death toll issued by Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, which currently stands at more than 6,500 people. Nikol Pashinyan, Armenia's prime minister, said his country would sign a peace deal with Azerbaijan within the next month. Earlier, Azerbaijani officials said they had dropped contentious plans for a corridor between Azerbaijan and Nakhchivan, its enclave, that would run through Armenia. In September, Azerbaijan captured Nagorno-Karabakh, a separatist ethnic Armenian enclave, in a short war. At least 16 people were killed and more than 50 injured in mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. Lewiston police confirmed there were incidents at multiple locations, including a bowling alley and a restaurant. The suspect is still at large, and police have warned residents of the state's second-largest city to stay at home. There were 29 murders in the state of Maine in 2022. Residents in Guerrero, a state in southern Mexico, continue to feel the effects of Hurricane Otis, which ravaged through the coastal state. The hurricane made landfall on Wednesday as a Category 5 storm, the strongest on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. Residents of Acapulco, a resort city of almost 1 million people, lost power and internet connection. The death toll remains unclear. America's House of Representatives managed to elect a permanent speaker, Mike Johnson, a Republican member for Louisiana, after 3 chaotic weeks without one. All 220 Republicans present voted for the staunchly conservative Mr. Johnson, demonstrating a rare show of unity after a drawn-out civil war within the party. Mr. Johnson is a creationist who firmly backed Donald Trump's attempt to reverse the 2020 election result. Javier Milei, a libertarian anarcho-capitalist who is vying to become Argentina's new president, won the backing of Patricia Bullrich, a centre-right former security minister who came third in the first round of a presidential election on October 22nd. Ms. Bullrich was criticised for lending support to the divisive Mr. Milei, though he may be the least bad choice for the struggling country. Mr. Milei will face Sergio Massa, a Peronist, in what promises to be a tight runoff next month. The United Auto Workers and Ford reached a tentative agreement on a new 4-year labour contract after a 6-week strike. The union said the deal included a 25% pay increase over 4 years, big gains on pensions, and the right to strike over plant closures. If approved by union leaders and members, the contract would mark the first settlement of strikes by 45,000 workers against the big three Detroit carmakers. Workers at Stellantis and GM remain on strike. And figure of the day. 1,319. The number of Indians with a fortune of $120 million or more. The ranks of India's ultra-wealthy are growing.